And now, James Gravel.
In previous lessons, we observed that much evil, pain, and suffering comes upon us either because of our own wrong choices or because of wrong choices made by others. But what about natural disasters? The question frequently arises, if a benevolent God exists, why does He allow things like earthquakes and tornadoes, hurricanes, or tsunamis to happen? The implication of such a question generally is intended to suggest that since these things do happen, God must not exist. But are natural disasters inconsistent with God's existence? No, they are not. Genesis 1 verse 31 tells us that at the end of His 6 days of creation, God surveyed everything He had made and proclaimed it very good. Hebrew terminology representing something that is both complete and perfect. Man and woman existed in an idyllic paradise of happiness. Rivers were running, fish were swimming, and birds were flying. Pestilence, disease, and human death were unknown. However, the beauty and tranquility of the first days of humanity were not to prevail. Genesis 3 tells us about the disruption of the covenant between man and God due to the entrance of sin into the world. In Genesis 3, verse 17, Moses stated that as a consequence of humanity's sin, the earth and its inhabitants fell under a curse. God gave humans freedom of choice, and they misused it by choosing to sin against Him rather than obey Him. All things apparently deteriorated rapidly because in Genesis 6, verse 5, we read that every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually. In Galatians 6, verse 7, Paul wrote, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he reap." Since the events of the Garden of Eden, humanity has continued to reap the consequences of the misuse of its freedom of choice and its decision to commit sin. In fact, in Romans 8, verses 19 through 20, the Apostle Paul declared that the entire creation was subjected to vanity and that bondage of corruption as a result of the sinful events that took place in Eden. Surely, one of the lessons to be learned here is that it does not pay to disobey the Creator.